Elsa Vandervet lives in Minnesota, but she really wanted to convince the admissions staff at George Mason University in Virginia that she was a perfect fit for their school. So she picked up her ukulele.
Dear George Mason, I really love your school. If I'd be accepted, I would follow all the rules.
Vandervet says she found the experience of creating a video essay fun, but also challenging. She had to learn how to use a video camera and compose the lyrics.
I'm not exactly sure who I am yet, but I'm trying my hardest to figure that out.
This is the first time George Mason University has allowed college applicants to submit a video essay instead of a written one. Andrew Flegel is the school's dean of admissions. He says approximately 80 students danced, rapped, and sang their hearts out as they showcased their talent in video essays. The most important part of the application is still a student's academic record, but Flegel says a video helps personalize the application.
It gives them an opportunity to tell their own stories, and I think they really feel the need to do that in what increasingly feels like an impersonal process.
I moved here from Kazakhstan when I was 2 years old. Even though I've been in the United States for almost 15 years, I still keep up with my Russian traditions. И в конце я хочу вам сказать спасибо за ваше время.
Paula Ogodzinova is applying to George Mason from Kentucky. She says a written essay would only have allowed her to tell admissions officers about her Russian heritage. The multimedia format let her show them her bilingual skills and also highlight her community activities with photographs. She says the video perfectly captured her outgoing personality.
It automatically adds a deeper element than would writing it on a piece of paper. For me, it was exciting, like an open door, whereas I knew that if I made a video, my chances automatically rose on being accepted.
Ogodzinova thinks because her generation is so comfortable with new technology, more universities will begin offering this option. Tufts University in Massachusetts encouraged this year's hopefuls to share a one-minute video that says something about you. About 1,000 of the school's 15,000 applicants did. George Mason admissions dean Flegel says what really surprised him was how many students were willing to post their application videos online and publicly declare the school they wanted to attend.
That comfort level with a different threshold of privacy is probably one of the things that will be the hardest for admissions officers of my generation to adapt to.
Elsa Vandervet says she's not concerned at all about looking back on her composition years from now.
This video is almost like an electronic tattoo. If I do end up seeing this video in 20 years, it will remind me kind of my passions I had and who I was.
While Vandervet, like the other applicants, still has to wait until April 1st to find out whether she's been accepted, it probably isn't a bad sign that her song tops the admissions staff favorites on their website.
Oh, George Mason, yours is the school for me. I know I'm making the right choices where I'm supposed to be. Sincerely, Elsa. Please accept me, George Mason. You won't be disappointed. Bye.
Kavita Cardoza for VOA News in Washington, D.C.